A power struggle at the Honolulu City Council doesn't bode well for Honolulu's Mayor Kirk Caldwell and the rail project, as Ernie Martin, one of the biggest critics of both, is preparing to retake the reins as City Council Chairman. Honolulu Civil Beat's Marcel Henre has a story about just that. Good morning, Marcel.
Morning, Catherine. Good to be here.
So, lots of intrigue. Cloak and dagger.
Yeah, we've seen some really interesting developments since this past Friday. You've got, you know, your palace coup, your political intrigue, your power struggle, and it really sets up a lot of questions for rail's future and basically how the project is going to be funded on the city side.
Right, and it's just kind of curious that the reasons I know that City Council Member Kim Pine has given for her switch support from Ron Manor to Ernie Martin.
Yeah, that was really telling. You know, there was an interesting semi-unrelated press event yesterday, a signing for the city's monster home builds, and Kim Pine, the councilwoman, joined Mayor Kirk Caldwell and her colleague on the council, Akaika Anderson, really to talk about this bill signing. At the event, it was really kind of interesting. She kind of went off script and started talking about how last week was International Women's Day and basically alluding to women members on the city council not getting the proper credit for their work on legislation and having their legislative bills copied into other legislative bills like the Monster Home bill. So a lot of the issues that we've been seeing starting to come to light really poured over in even just, you know, official events like this signing.
Right, because I know both Carol Fukunaga and Ann Kobayashi were out early on with their ideas about how to curb this problem, and really a lot of those ideas got folded into the final legislation that got signed by the mayor.
Right, there was originally a Bill 94. The bill that was being touted yesterday was Bill 110, but Kim Pine came out and was touting Bill 94 and in subsequent interviews made very clear that this was a big reason why she's shifting from Ron Manor, the current chairman, his power block, to help restore the former chairman, Ernie Martin, back to power in the city council. And this has a lot of implications for rail policy at the city going forward.
Right. And the snub, though, is interesting because Kim Pine supports rail and her constituents out in the district, want another way into town.
She does. And they do have to be kind of careful. They are looking to provide a check and to ask tough questions, as they put it, and not be a rubber stamp, as they also put it, for Mayor Kirk Caldwell on rail. And really to kind of, you know, tighten the screws there, but at the same time, not to jeopardize the project. And Kim Pine said yesterday, it was kind of interesting, one of the first things she said to me is, I find it insulting, was the word she used, that the mayor and other members of council would suggest that this shuffle and this shakeup could impact the rail project. So we'll have to see how it goes.
Right, and we will see how the feds are looking at this latest development as well. There's also legislation at the Capitol where the state lawmakers, are eyeing the pot of money that gets collected for the rail money. So you're going to have some very interesting heart meetings to cover.
Yeah, the drama just continues with rail, even when you think it's stopped.
All right. Okay, thanks a lot, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
We regularly bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat. We were talking to Civil Beat's reporter, Marcel Henre. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.